This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A senior ECOWAS official told West African Army generals that the bloc is ready to intervene militarily in Niger if a coup there is not reversed. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the valiant forces of West Africa are ready to answer the call of duty. That was as he addressed army generals from member states who were meeting in Ghana. Military officers in Niger deposed President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. They've defied calls from the United Nations, ECOWAS and Western powers to reinstate him. That prompted West African heads of state to order a standby force to be assembled. Moussa listed past ECOWAS deployments in Gambia, Liberia and elsewhere as examples of readiness. He also accused the junta of playing cat and mouse with the bloc. The junta has said it's open to talks to resolve the crisis.
Edward Byron reporting. The head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, who has been heavily criticized for not activating disaster sirens during last week's wildfire response, resigned, citing health reasons. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Herman Ndaya has been under fire for not activating disaster sirens during last week's wildfire response. Maui's mayor accepted Ndaya's resignation, the county of Maui announced on Facebook. As the wildfire death toll rose to 111 on Wednesday, Ndaya defended not sounding sirens as flames raged. He said he was afraid the sirens would have prompted people to flee into mountains or inland where fires were burning. Hawaii has what it touts as the largest system of outdoor alert sirens in the world. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Meantime, the Maui fires incinerated the historic community of Lahaina and killed more than 100 people. President Joe Biden is set to arrive in Maui on Monday. Analysts say regional countries are facing a crisis of legitimacy as they run out of options and time to restore democratic rule in Niger after soldiers ousted the president last month. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more on the story. We're going to have that for you coming up in our next hour. Meantime, Belarus, China's defense minister promises to boost cooperation with Russian ally Belarus. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Chinese Defense Minister Li Shengfu has visited Belarus and said China would increase military cooperation with Russia's neighbor, where Moscow is deploying tactical nuclear weapons. Neither side gave details of what the cooperation will entail, but the two countries have agreed to hold joint military exercises next year. Li visited Russia just before going to Belarus. Russian troops that were previously deployed in Belarus were part of Russia's invading force in Ukraine, and Russian troops and weapons still remain there. China claims to be neutral in the conflict in Ukraine, but accuses the United States and its allies of provoking Russia and maintains strong economic, diplomatic, and trade ties with Moscow. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Taiwanese Vice President William Lai returned on Friday from a sensitive visit here to the U.S., saying he had showed the island self-confidence venturing into the international community. China claims Taiwan as its territory and denounced the transit stops in the U.S., calling Lai a separatist and a troublemaker. Lai officially only made transits into the U.S., first in New York and then San Francisco, on his way to and from Paraguay to attend the new president's inauguration in one of only 13 countries that maintains formal ties with Taipei. And the UN rights chief says North Korea is increasing its repression of human rights and people are becoming more desperate and reportedly starving in parts of the country as the economic situation worsens there. Former U.S. President Donald Trump now says he won't be holding a press conference next week to unveil what he claims is new evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia, citing the advice of lawyers. Trump had announced he would be holding the event after a grand jury voted to charge him and 18 others for alleged conspiracy to overturn the election results. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.